Good afternoon, and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, February the 9th. The first item on our agenda is to review the items on the agenda for our regular council meeting that will follow this meeting. I know we went through this agenda on Thursday, and I think we're fairly familiar with it and fairly comfortable with it, but let's go through it one more time, make sure that nothing's changed and that no one wants to take anything off the consent agenda. Anything on page 2, agenda items 2 and 3?
I don't know. Part of me really wants to know what it ain't Chemo Inc. is.
It ain't Chemo Inc.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like quite a party, really.
This is a one-day charitable event to be held.
Not really. Nobody needs to come up and talk about it. I'm just kind of curious as what is that?
Potentially, that's really going to be a good party, I guess. Next, page 3. Again, more liquor license applications. Page 4 is contracts, as is page 5 and page 6. Page 7, we're introducing some zoning ordinances. The same with page 8. And there are no items currently off of the consent agenda. Are we good to go with that? Okay. Be a short meeting upstairs as well then. Just so you know, we do have one presentation of an award that Councilmember Luna is going to help with from a Mountain View High School senior. So that'll probably be the only thing off the consent agenda upstairs. All right, the next item on our agenda is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to do that?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Agenda item 2A is to acknowledge receipts of minutes of various... Oh, wait, we just did that, right? Yeah. 2A and 2B were part of 2. I see how that works now. Item 3, hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Mr. Finter, do you have something?
I was just going to say, Mayor, we have a new police chief, the interim police chief, that's here with us today, probably for the first time. I was wondering if we could introduce him or recognize him. Would that be appropriate?
That'd be great. Chief Mesa, could you step forward and let the community, if you don't mind, why don't you just, it's not on our agenda, but if we're not breaking the law, Chief, why don't you
just recognize him?
Okay.
Right. So who's going to arrest us, yeah? He's undercover today, though. So.
Chief Mesa, we're thrilled that you're our police chief. Can you introduce yourself briefly to the community so we all get a great idea of why you're here and why you're such a good chief?
My name is John Mesa.
And I am proud to be serving as the interim police chief, following in the footsteps of Chief Milstead, who really did an outstanding job of bringing this police department to, you know, the age of technology and you know, intensity and crime-fighting efforts. So it's really an honor. I've been with the police department for going on 28 and a half years, so I've really seen this department grow. I've seen the city grow, and I think I bring the understanding of the culture that our police department has and the pride that our police department has, and I want to build on what the previous chiefs have done, and I addressed our staff and I addressed our employees today and talked to them about, you know, we're going to be making a couple assistant chiefs and 3 police commanders and lieutenants and sergeants. And with that comes new ideas, new blood, new growth, and new opportunity. My foundation of my career has been working with the community. That's kind of who John Mesa is. And I plan on bringing that philosophy of, you know, we have a department that is rich in our dedication to serve this community. And what I told our staff today was, we all have different leadership styles and different management styles, but one thing that we all have in common is we have a love and a dedication for this community. And that's what I'm going to build on. So I want to thank all of you for the opportunity to serve as the interim. And I will guarantee I will give you my hard work, diligence, and professionalism to go forward.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I want to echo the words of the mayor. We're glad to have you here serving as interim chief. I've worked with you over 4 council terms, and a lot of public safety issues, and I think you've always taken a very studied approach to crime fighting, to working on the various ordinances that we've had to deal with, the issues that we've had to deal with throughout the year, and work on doing your best to include stakeholders. And even when the stakeholders don't agree, I think you've been able to express to them what the position of the city is as we move forward, and that helps develop a better process. But also, Council, I think we have the only police chief in the nation that is the author of a great song, and you knew I was going to tease him about it because he's the composer and performer for the Red Ribbon Rap. Mm-hmm. And former council member Joni Newth worked with John on that. I actually years ago saw John perform it. I've been on ride-alongs where I've gone to schools where they still do the Red Ribbon Rap. And so that's another feather in his, of the many feathers in his cap. But I know we're very proud of him.
Thank you.
Councilmember Luna.
I just want to, the Red Ribbon Rap is real popular in Mesa Public Schools. I even have a video of it. So if you ever want to see the Red Ribbon Rap, I'd be happy to share that, right?
I was a one-hit wonder.
You were.
I had forgotten all about the Red Ribbon Rap. Well, thank you, Chief Mesa. Obviously, the police chief is a critical position in the city of Mesa. The biggest portion of our employees, the biggest portion of our budget, all goes through the police department, and it is a critical time now. There are a lot of retirees, a lot of leadership turnover in the organization, or potentially, and so it's a critical time. And so your leadership at this point is critical. So we all have our confidence. You're, as you say, a Mesa guy through and through, and your name reflects that almost. So. Just maybe change that Z to an A, and you'll be perfect. So thank you, Chief. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mayor and Council.
You bet.
Thank you.
Next, any other reports on meetings or conferences attended? Mr. Luna.
I just wanted to acknowledge my colleague here, Chris Glover, for the Hearts of Gold Award that he received this Saturday. We had a wonderful gala event, and so I want to acknowledge him for that. The other thing is I want to acknowledge the city, Scott Boucher and Patrick Murphy, for conducting a wonderful hazardous waste disposal. I got in and out in 5 minutes. They did a wonderful job, so thank you.
Mr. Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Thursday, I attended an event in the Fiesta District. You know, as part of the Fiesta improvements, we've been hoping to encourage more restaurants and entertainment back into the Fiesta District. And along with the Chamber of Commerce, we had a ribbon cutting and official opening for Boulders on Southern, which is a very successful restaurant group that has restaurants in Tempe and in Flagstaff. And it's at the site of the old RTO Sullivan's in that center there, which is almost 100% full now. And so it was very nice. They're members of the chamber. And it's the owner, one of the co-owners is a Mesa High grad, and he was glad to be investing in the Fiesta District. But it's just another element in the rebirth of Fiesta. Thank you.
I've heard great things about Boulders, and I know there's a lot of people that are very excited to have them in Mesa. So that is a good ad for us. Thank you. Any other reports or on conferences? Next item is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. We want to make sure we invite everyone out this Saturday morning for Councilor Luna. We'll be hosting a Heart Your Health Fitness. Is I saying that right? Okay, go ahead. Say it better than that.
It'll be reason enough to go just to see Mr. Brady do Zumba. So everyone needs to go just to watch Mr. Brady do Zumba.
Don't watch. Come participate.
Wow.
8 to noon. Zumba. Be there. It's free. And then...
are you off the script?
Oh, that's right. Also this Thursday, reminder to the mayor and city council that we'll be doing our annual strategic planning session. This year we'll be holding it at the Fiesta Police Department Community Room. That'll start at 7:30 a.m. this Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For members of the public who are interested in the inner workings of the city government, this Thursday morning would be a great opportunity for the public to come and witness a lot of in-depth staff reports as the council kind of gets reacquainted with a lot of the details that we need to consider going forward. So that would be a great opportunity. If there's nothing else, the next item on our agenda is to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion to do that? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.